Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Today, again, since we're still heating up in NBA season, that's our theme, the NBA. I always like to do that for Russell because that's his favorite sport.
That's it makes me sound somewhat intelligent as opposed to, yeah. when you ask me the baseball stuff from the 1800s.
Well, that's true. Hey, if we even go back to the 1700s, it'll be even harder because then I guess we talk about rounders or something. Let's see. I guess we're just starting to get into March Madness, huh? You guys excited about that?
Sure. That was not the big story. Is not March Madness. Is not what I would lead with. For me, it's the Blake Snell deal for the San Francisco Giants.
That's true. Well, for us local people, correct.
Yeah, exactly.
But Mike's kind of throwing his hands
that's
up.
That's a big deal. Even around baseball, I think it's a pretty big deal.
Well, true. That is definitely true. Okay. Old Aaron Donald, I love that when he announced his retirement after 10 years and some of the quarterbacks are kind of going, good riddance, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I that's great news as a 49er fan. I'm thrilled to hear that.
Yeah. No, that's pretty awesome. I'm going to ask you guys when we come back, when Caitlin Clark goes to the NBA, I'm kind of wondering what her salary is going to be.
Did you say NBA?
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You might make it in the NBA, but the WNBA.
The Wizards might be interested in her, I'm telling you.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right, you are listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iTex dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iTex has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iTex will change the way you look at money. Members increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iTex dollars to transact business. iTex is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iTex dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itex.com. Promo code 408-408 or call 408-504-8405 for more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowell. Okay, guys, where do you want to start off?
Blake Snell. The Blake Snell signing. It's the Giants who were, you know, really underspending in the last couple years are really all in, I think, now to try to be a team that thinks itself a rival to the ultra spending LA Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, how much have the Dodgers overspent?
Well, now the Giants are getting close to that. The Dodgers spent $1 billion, over $1 billion in this offseason to in committed salaries. Although, you know, that with Ohtani, they did that, you know, behind the backfield where they circumvented the luxury tax by having him being paid merely, you know, he's going to be like Bobby Bonilla, you know,
the first thing I thought of was Bobby Bonilla. Yeah.
Yeah. Where your grandkids are like saying, yeah, I know, but it took like, you know, 30 years for it to pay itself off. So, you know, it's been pretty ridiculous. Mike, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, look at 2 years, $62 million. Nice day at the office, huh?
Yeah. Do you know how many hours I have to work to make that much money?
How many lifetimes I have to work? How many lifetimes it takes? You know, it's a good grab with the Giants. Obviously, you know, the Southpaw can pitch. Cy Young Award winner. You know, is it enough? I don't think so. And you know,
you can't have just one guy. You can only pitch so many times, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it even speaks to a bigger picture about the Giants, you know, general manager Farhan. There's a lot of questions about him right now, and I think it's interesting sports, you know, fodder, so to speak, because he really hasn't done much for the Giants.
No.
And there's
bring
a lot
Bobby
of really,
Evans.
Really, huh?
Bring back there's, Bobby there, Evans.
Right, you know, I mean, look, the coaching staff looks good. They've been Rags is back and a couple other guys, but
Melvin was a big move to get Bob Melvin was a big and bold move.
Yeah.
You know, this is I think if Farhan fails this season, he's going to be gone, despite the 3-year extension. I think that he knows his job is not secure. And you can't fire the coach if for this if this season the Giants don't make the playoffs. They're not going to get rid of Melvin because they just brought him on board. So the next person on the chopping block, if the Giants underachieve, is going to be Farhan. But now it's arguable to say, you know, hey, Farhan went and got the talent that Melvin needs to at least be competitive. Now, I'm not saying that we're a lock to be better than the Dodgers, but you don't have to be better than Dodgers. You just basically have to look to the wild card and make it into the wild card spot. And from there, you know, a short series with a strong pitching staff like the Giants have now is possibly something that you can get. You can surprise someone. And for the Giants to get into the second round of the playoffs, I think would be enough to make sure Farhan would stay around.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. I mean, you said it beautifully in a series, in a playoff series against a team like the Dodgers. You know, the hottest team is going to win. Can the Giants theoretically win? Sure, but you know, I just think that it's interesting how the onus is put on Farhan now. He's had several years. It's almost like he's, and I'm not saying he has, and I'd like to get your opinions. But there's almost like a little bit of a Billy Bowl philosophy with the way that he's governing the team, so to speak. And I don't think it's not going to work in San Francisco. It's not going to work in a major market. And hey, the A's are so good, they're moving to Vegas, baby.
Yeah. bring back the 72.
That wasn't Melvin's fault.
No,
Edward never says I say anything beautifully. By the way,
are they suddenly going to spend a whole bunch of money on players for Vegas now? I mean, they always had a low payroll, so
It's still the same ownership group that treats fans like they're garbage.
But I think just the idea that Vegas gets a team, you know, there's going to be a lot of interest in that. But now I guess they're going to have to play in an indoor stadium.
It's not a done deal yet. So in the sense that they still have to get the stadium all arranged all that. They still have that taken care of.
Yeah. I think they should play outdoors in August. Go ahead, Russell.
Right. Yes.
I missed that. Go ahead.
Put them in Sun Devil Stadium. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Have you guys
seen
the new stadium in Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen, they were showing some pictures. It looked kind of odd. It's like they didn't have the luxury seats that they were in or something like that. It was kind of a little bit crazy. There are a lot of negative comments on it. Yeah, Russell, you're kind of cutting in and out there, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Sorry. You know, let me reconnect with you in just a sec. So I'll be right back.
Yeah, we're about 2 minutes from our break here. Let me shift over to football for just a minute. Again, kind of local for us guys here. So the 49ers, they lose Chase Young after just 1 year, signs with the Saints. I mean, these one and done type situations, it gets a little frustrating, you know, as a fan. It's like, well, who's on our team this year? And you know, you get all excited for a guy like Chase Young, and then suddenly, he had a pretty good season.
It was just a deal that didn't work out. I don't feel it was a deal that worked out. The Niners, they were not focused on Chase Young. He was supposed to be an additional element to the defense to get them over the edge, and he didn't perform that way.
Yeah, he had like a couple of, I mean, really only it seemed like a couple of good games. Because even Bosa,
the first week that he came back when we played against Jacksonville, he was all right. And but overall, you know, also the Niners had to part with Eric Armstead. So, you know, moves have to be made, but they made some other big moves, you know, to pick up, you know, other guys. And they also have young players that they need to work in with, you know, now they've got some draft picks that they got back from when they traded Trey Lance over to Miami, to Dallas. So they've got some, and also when they traded like some of the running backs to Miami, they're getting those draft picks back. So this year it's a heavy draft class for the 49ers.
Nick wanted to try to get his brother Joey on the team. But, I don't think they.
With Joey staying.
You look at Young. What he's the number two overall pick. The Commanders had him. Still hate that name. They traded him to the Niners. The Niners saw something in him. But as Russell said, he did not perform to expectations. So now he signs a 1-year deal with the Saints at $13 million. I mean, that again, what a good for him. Yeah. And pretty much, to your point, Edward, there is no loyalty in sports anymore. It's a joke. Who's on what team? Who's this player? Who's that player? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and he's got to prove him. He'll have to prove himself with the Saints in order for them to re-sign. I mean, 1 year is it's a lot of money for 1 year. But after that, it's going to be I think he's probably going to perform well just because he realizes he might be on the chopping block himself if he doesn't do well, and who knows where he's going to go next. Hey guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break, trivia question here. We're talking the NBA. I've got, this is the only odd question, for today. Who was the first NBA player to test positive for COVID?
I remember that was a little bit of a big deal. I remember that it was yesterday.
Wait, don't say anything yet. Okay, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. Yeah. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question on the NBA: who was the first NBA player to test positive for COVID?
I'm just going to try. Was it Gobert? Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. Remember how he kind of rubbed the microphone or something? He kind of made not too big a deal out of it.
Yeah, then he started rubbing the microphone, and yeah, that was terrible.
Especially a can of worms. I mean, you talk about Gobert, then you talk about Aaron Rodgers was a completely different take on everything. And, you know, it's America, so thank God we can still, you know, use our mouths to talk what we want to talk, I think. Well, you know, so it's a hot button subject.
I can't remember how did they deal with football. They had just finished the Super Bowl, so they didn't really do anything. You know, training camp and all that stuff didn't start for a few months. But it's like, how did they get around the idea that, I mean, these guys are sweating and spitting and, you know, and all kinds of fluids when they're playing football. I'm trying to remember, what did they do in, you
people
know,
like did when, wear face masks under their helmets.
Oh my God. Can you imagine playing a football game and like, let's say if it's 80 degrees outside and wearing that kind of a mask? Oh my gosh.
That's impossible.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Respiratory situation. I mean, football is tough enough. You've got to get that air in. I mean, it's almost improbable. It's unthinkable.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It reminds me. I remember even like watching basketball and seeing these guys like Draymond Green and Curry wearing mouth guards. And one time, I remember just, you know, little playing pickup basketball at the YMCA and going, you know what, I probably should protect my teeth. So I bought one of those guards, you know, nothing special, but I could barely breathe through that thing. You know, just
it's
hard.
Yeah, through your nose a lot.
Yeah. So I ended up just kind of clenching my teeth every time I went in for a rebound.
I know that all three of us have an hour long pre-show meeting and we discuss everything we're going to talk about. I have no idea what we're going to talk about in the show. And for people that are listening, this is totally unscripted, unrehearsed, on everything.
Yeah,
exactly. Here's what we used to do with our intro was, it's a bunch of guys sitting around the bars talking sports and drinks, sports and business over drinks without the drinks. So it's like the audience is, it's like we're in a bar talking about all this stuff, just on the flip side type thing, you know.
People who know me well enough know that I'm always capable of talking sports 24 hours a day, no matter where it is or what the subject is. I've always got an opinion on sports. So
ask him about curling.
That's a transition because I know, you know, business sports. But let's just hit it for maybe 30 seconds. What do you guys think about the 49ers? They have to give up a fifth round draft pick for an accounting error. Who cares? The 49ers, it turns out to be kind of a big deal.
But I don't know. I guess it's just like they have to kind of go back to the accountants and go, you know what?
Yeah, they forfeited a 2020 fifth round pick,
right?
And a fourth round pick this year. So my question is, who gets fired? Is it a fireable offense?
You know, it's I don't know, because this is the first time I've heard of something like this. So, you know, it could be just a one-time shot where you just kind of go, you know, you just automatically can't fire. You don't automatically fire somebody for some kind of an accounting error. And I don't remember. I mean, it has something to do with the salaries, right? Like being over over limit. Because wasn't that the mistake? So, you know, I don't know. I guess you have to kind of figure out like how stupid it was. I mean, I remember,
it's
you know,
stupid,
having
though.
As
Mike pointed out, no other team has had that happen to them. So, you know, you're talking 29 other teams have figured out not to make this error. And the 49ers, who are supposed to be one of the elite, you know, ownerships in football, you know, should have their ducks in a row to not make an accounting error that costs them draft picks. It's bad enough to just be subjected to the luxury tax and to pay, you know, but the salary cap in football is a hard cap. You can't just, you know, do like in baseball and just keep spending. And, you know, yes, the luxury tax goes up and up and up, but you can basically you can spend that out if you're not concerned about money. Whereas with football, you hit it to the dollar, to the cent, to the 20, you know, to the penny. You don't.
I wonder if it's like, is that indicative of, you know, I mean, is it just a, oops, we moved the decimal point over three places? I mean, that'd be really kind of stupid, but you know, like, how did the error occur? And I'll give you an example. So I had a loan where, you know, I was receiving the money, and the company that was servicing it, it was time for a borrower to pay off, and they had my wiring instructions, and I get a phone call from someone who works at the company saying, oh, so Edward, you know, we got your new wiring instructions to your Chase account, but, you know, I needed to know, like, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what are you talking about? I don't have a Chase checking account. And so when they said, well, here's the email we received, and I looked at it, and I said, oh my gosh, you know what? You know, you guys got to look at this stuff really carefully, because it was one of those things where they, you know, added an extra letter, you know, and it was easy to kind of guess. Right. And I said, oh my gosh, if I didn't catch this, they were going to really wire this out, you know? And that's the thing that's kind of indicative of, you know, not just a little simple error. I mean, cause you know, companies, title companies and other companies, I mean, they lose millions of dollars because of that kind of stuff. So, you know, is it indicative of, you know what, this person's stupid and you got to fire him? Or is it just like, oh, okay, it's kind of an easy mistake? That's what I was kind of wondering with this 49ers issue. Is it just like a simple, like, oh, anybody could have done that kind of mistake? Or is it like, whoa, this is really indicative of your lack of ability? I don't know.
I don't know if it's set a precedent, but it sure is interesting. Kind of really are going to be focused in. These other teams have to really kind of be aware of the situation now, because it can really, really mess up a team, you know, to a degree. Is it gonna ruin the Niners season? No, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's.
Yeah, how do you put a price on how much damage it did?
That's the reason I bring it up to you guys.
It's tough because,
you know, it is a business transaction, and this show is geared around business and sports. So I thought it was a nice segue.
And sports, yeah. No, definitely is. Speaking of which, how much do you think the contract for the WNBA potential star, Caitlin Clark, will be? Because she looks like she's the number one pick, and you know, she's gotten all this attention because of her 3-point shooting, you know, and all the, you know, beating Pistol Pete's record, etc. Which, you know, we can talk about. I mean, there's definitely a difference between the men and the women, you know, definitely. But just the idea that, you know, of the NBA potential stars, I mean, she's going to be, everyone's going to be focused on her. You know, what's that worth?
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Go ahead, Russell.
No, I'm sorry. My I got disconnected. I reconnected to that.
Okay. I was just asking about how much you think the contract will be for Caitlin Clark when she gets to the NBA, WNBA.
Yeah, exactly. Keep saying that.
55,000.
What do you think?
Hey, listen. I don't know you guys, what the salaries are. Those women do not make a lot of money. They don't. And
you know what? And honestly, it's not a male thing. It's not a misogynist thing. It all is about the numbers. I mean, if they were athletically superstars like you see in the NBA, they'd be more, you know, there would be more people who would want to fill up the stadium. I mean, and more this, that, and the other
for
thing.
For the game of basketball, she's the story.
You know, I don't think
she is the story. The women's game specifically, she is the story. I think it would be great for the league. Is it going to translate? Yeah, I think a few more. Personally, I would go watch her play. And I've never, to be honest with you guys, I want to ask you guys a question. How many of you guys have been to a WNBA game? Crickets. I've never been.
Zero. Cricket. Yeah. Now,
well, now
possibly
because of Russell, I actually have been
to one.
Yeah, have you?
I've been to a Monarchs game.
Monarchs game? Okay,
yeah, I went to a Monarchs game out in Sacramento.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to hold that thought. We have to go to our next trivia question here. All right. Talking the NBA. And these next two questions, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while. I may have asked these in the past, but what player won the All-Star Game MVP, NBA MVP, and NBA Finals MVP awards in 2000? One player won all those MVP awards. All-Star Game, just the generic NBA, and then the Finals MVP award in the year 2000. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall certified installer Integrity Electric and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
In today's real estate climate, where scoring fantastic deals is a challenge, we've got a solution just for you. If you're eager to receive exclusive off-market real estate deals in your inbox every single month, head over to MortgageInvesting.com and enroll in Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This trade desk offers privileged access to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs, each and every month. Visit MortgageInvesting.com today to sign up and seize exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments.
I've gotten to...
Well, come back to... yeah, cut me off there. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown, Russell Jackman, Mike McDowd, the three of us here. Okay, guys, what player won the All-Star MVP, the NBA MVP, and the NBA Finals MVP awards in the year 2000?
Well, sure,
and
Russell, I can see the smoke coming out of this.
I honestly don't know the answer, Mike.
But at the time, the Lakers were one of the hottest teams in the NBA. Am I on the right team? Maybe. No, I can see the way Edward is looking. I'm just going to go Kobe.
Kobe.
Take a guess. No. Russell.
If it wasn't Kobe, then I'd say it was Shaq.
It was Shaq. You had the right team. Oh, wait. You're so close. Ooh, missed it by that much.
Yeah. You
were right. Yeah. The Lakers were on a roll.
Serge Gobert is up at station that's no longer around called KFTY Channel 50. And I'll never forget covering the Lakers parade and the current coach of the California Golden Bears, Mark Mattson. The funniest thing I've ever done, man, was watch this guy do the happy dance at the parade. He danced like the ultimate white boy. I mean, he was awesome. He was awesome. A good Mormon kid, just going crazy with Shaq and Kobe. And the other players fell on the floor laughing so hard. It was great. So I just had to throw that out. But Mark Madsen's a pretty good dude.
Of course. Okay. And now
I was going to say, since we're on the NBA, I have the next topic I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is that, did anyone watch the Warriors-Lakers game on Saturday?
I did.
How about that 20-minute ending that they had?
Delay, because of the score.
Yes,
the clock.
Because they couldn't get the clock to work. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment to have a game that's on national television, your focus game, and you can't get the clock right. You have to have an announcer announce the last minute of the game audibly every 5 seconds, through the speaker.
Yeah, because I was wondering, when they use a stopwatch, I mean, they got to have someone loudly, say 5, 4, 3.
I know. Here we are in 2024. We're supposed to have flying cars and we have artificial intelligence, but we have an NBA game that is on national television and they're announcing it the way that you do, like a little league, game you have, a rec game. Over at the YMCA.
I can relate to that, gentlemen. Guys, I'll tell you why. I'll try to tell quickly. So this past college football, so I did college football in Georgia. I was at Valdosta State University. The first game of the season, it was only about, 98 degrees, southern humidity that you can't believe. And listen to this. So 2 days earlier, there was a big hurricane. Hurricane Ida came in, caused a lot of damage. Guess what? They played the football game without any power in the stadium. Now, what does that mean for the broadcaster? We had no power really in. I had to use certain generator, but I had no stats. I had no game clock. No game clock. So I had to have somebody yell. I had to have the sports information director yell out. He would yell at the time. 4 minutes and 13 seconds. You follow what I'm saying? 6 minutes and it was brutal. So I have a lot of empathy for what happened in LA. So that was in all my career, that was the most challenging game I've ever called. And thank God I have done it. Yeah.
Mike, No offense, but what was your budget to put that
budget,
game on?
$150
$150 And the NBA,
say in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
True.
And the NBA having a game that is the focus game for the entire country, for the entire world, is watching that game. I mean, that was the only game that was on, you know. And you're trying to get, and this is Los Angeles versus, you know, supposedly this is your marquee matchup, and you can't get the clock right for 20 minutes. I can understand for maybe a 5 minute sort of thing where you go out and send somebody to, you know, Walgreens to get you, you know, a stopwatch or something like that. But
I'm glad I recorded the game and then I watched it, because I kept like fast forwarding a couple of minutes. I'm going, this is going on a little longer than it should.
With a minute and 24 seconds left with a 4-point game. So it was it was totally in the balance, and the suspense was absolutely like, you know, like you waiting for it to happen. I couldn't even go to the bathroom because I thought the very next moment that they were going to get the ball inbounded, that they were going to, you know, shoot the ball. You know, it was going to be like crunch time. You don't want to miss it. So,
well, hopefully your plumbing didn't back up there.
No, but I'm just saying, 20 minutes to figure that whole thing out. It's one of the most embarrassing things I think I've ever seen on a major broadcast. And if you want to talk about people getting fired because the accounting error, I think why is it that the shot clock is like the most high-tech piece of equipment in the NBA, and they need to get, you know, Oppenheimer Jr. to like work those things to make it go correctly. I bring that back to you guys. The shot clock goes off and gets broken so often in NBA games, and I really wonder what the hell that's all about.
Maybe just get rid of it for the last 2 minutes if that's a problem. That won't affect the game at all.
Just have people with signs, you know, like hand signs that are like flipping it over, or like one of those big, you know, I mean, why they don't have a backup like clock that they can pull out from the, you know.
I was thinking about it in football, like when they, you know, first down, second down, third down, they have the little flip cards. Yeah, they keep doing that.
Really good points.
Yes,
they have a backup backboard.
Yeah, they should have at least one
City by in the arenas, because every now and then, Shaq used to break the backboards. What did they have to do? They had to bring out a new one.
Who was the main? Who was the guy who did it, I think, twice in one game?
Wow, good.
Or he had
Dawkins?
Daryl Dawkins. Yeah, he was the guy.
To beat me on that. I've got the answers. But, you know, we'll be in baseball season soon, so you'll have a chance, Mike.
Okay, but for now, Mike, you've got a couple.
I was going to say, we got to talk about questions. Yes, I'll do the trivia question. But hopefully we get, like, maybe 60 seconds to talk about the Caitlin Clark Pistol Pete Maravich comparison, because we've been talking about this, but we haven't really dived into it, and it's fascinating the profound differences of the game. And hopefully we can hit it. But my trivia question is, ready for this? Russell will probably get it too. Who is the first Heisman Trophy winner on the West Coast, and what school?
So it wasn't Ernie. You talking? It wasn't Ernie because he came from. It wasn't O.J. Simpson, was it?
Let me ask you a question. This is a good one too.
Oh, Joe Cal.
I know we reside in the Bay Area. How many Heisman Trophy winners have come out of Cal?
Yeah.
Goose egg. None. I'm almost positive of that. There's only been one from Stanford.
Really? None of them?
Nope. That's correct. That's correct.
Sam Rogers didn't get
it. This one will blow your minds, by the way.
And what's his face? Okay. Somebody who's looking at it. Really? That guy? Go ahead. What's the answer?
Let me try. Because I'm thinking the OJ Simpson.
Give me the year.
No.
Give me the year first.
Reggie Bush. Yeah, that's it.
Reggie Bush?
No, I'll tell you what. It's out of the state of California. Yeah,
we're talking about the West Coast. OJ, okay.
No.
Washington? From nope. Washington?
What? West Coast? West Coast?
Arizona?
No, now we're really lost. So you might as well tell us.
Getting hot.
West Coast, Oregon?
Opposite school of Oregon.
Idaho?
Yes.
Oh, Oregon?
And
Oregon State.
Okay, so yeah, of course nobody gets it. It's a great
Oregon State.
It
was a guy who was drafted by the Rams, like one of the top picks. And do you remember this name? Terry, what was it? 50. It had
what
to be,
year?
It had to what be louder.
What year? 50?
Maybe. No. Let me see if you guys recognize this name.
Roman Gabriel.
He actually became one of the attorney generals in the state of Oregon. So, Russell, you could appreciate that. A guy by the name of Terry Baker. Do you remember Terry Baker? Well, listen, that's what I'm saying. He's the...
No. You got me on that one. Yeah.
I knew it was Terry Baker, but he was a friend of my dad.
I bring the question for a reason. Everybody thinks it's a USC Trojan, a UCLA Bruin. They don't ever think about an Oregon State Beaver. Yeah. So it's kind of a tough one, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah. Wait, the 50, what position did he play?
Yeah, he didn't have a
Terry Baker.
He did not really have it like a lot of these guys. He didn't have a very successful NFL career.
You know,
college football is not one of my strengths.
It's funny because do you remember Archie Griffin from Ohio State? He won the Heisman. Right. 2 years in a row, and he gets to the NFL, and it's like it just crashed and burned. You know, he just didn't have much.
Not everybody translates. You know, look at Trey Lance. You know, in fact, that entire quarterback class of 2020 has really turned into a bunch of busts.
Brian Bosworth.
He was a hell of an actor
For the Sooners, I think. Right?
You know,
and without him, you wouldn't have one of Bo Jackson's best football highlights of him running over Brian Bosworth.
Running him over. Interestingly enough, Brian Bosworth was smart enough to buy a disability policy, a private one. So when he got hurt on his shoulders, I don't remember how large it was, but it was he was covered for the rest of his life. Okay, you guys ready for our last NBA trivia question here? Who is the only player in NBA history to record more than 200 blocks and 200 steals in the same season? I was going to say, now Wemby is he's too young, and he has a lot of blocks. I don't think he's got a lot of steals.
And Wilt and Bill Russell didn't get blocks and steals.
Get a lot of steals, yeah. Okay, so who's the only player in NBA history to record more than 200 blocks and 200 steals in the same season? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. Our third trivia question, who is the only player in NBA history to record more than 200 blocks and 200 steals in the same season? I thought I asked this one before. Maybe I didn't. Okay, so what position?
My guess would be Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes. Hakeem Olajuwon, very good. Boy, Russell, I think you were 3 for 3 today. Not bad.
No, well, Olajuwon gets underlooked as like one of the greatest players in NBA history. I mean, he really, you know, everyone talks about Jordan. Obviously, he is, you know, Jordan is the best. Yeah. And people talk about LeBron, but they just completely gloss over the amazing stats that Olajuwon compiled for a number of
years. Because he was more on the quiet side, wasn't he?
Yes. He was. And that happens, you know, back-to-back titles that he got just kind of like get glossed over when you just think about, you know, a Tim Duncan who has 5 championships and you know, LeBron and Curry and so forth. But during the time that Olajuwon was doing what he did, there was pretty much no one that was like him as a center.
Yeah, at that point. Hey, guys. Okay, you ready? Here's our thoughts for the day. So Joan Rivers said, people say money is not the key to happiness, but I have always figured out if you have enough money, you can have a key made. And Mark Twain said, never put off till tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow just as well. Yeah. All right. And with that, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. And Mike McDowd is going to be inviting some guests on pretty soon. That'll be cool. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown.
We'll see you next week. Hey, that was a good conversation.
Adios.
So long.